You and the Harlem Mob have been together for over 8 years now. You guys came from a small town in Jersey, known each other for most of your lives, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back to the first day you guys decided that you guys wanted to be a rock band.
That we wanted to be a...
You guys wanted to be a rock band. First
rock
day.
Band.
When was that? How was that? What happened?
I don't know. That's it. I mean, we never really necessarily like decided that we wanted to be a rock band.
Yeah,
we put out a record by ourselves before... Stilts. Sorry.
No problem.
We put out a record by ourselves in like 2004, 2005. And, I mean, it was, I guess you could call it a rock record because there's guitars and bass and drums and stuff, but I mean, it was all over the place. It was sort of this like indie prog kind of thing. It was not your prototypical, you know, rock and roll, like, or to the floor or whatever it is sort of thing. It was bizarre. I love it. You know, I just listened to it the other day for the first time, and it's something else. We were young and it's crazy, and you know, we kept writing new songs, and then we started coming up with all the stuff for And You Were a Crow, and you know, went out and toured and kind of grew up and matured a lot and came home and wrote Dogs. And it's sort of, you know, there was no point where it was like a decision made necessarily that we want to be a rock band. It's just, you know, I'm a guitar player, Paul's a guitar player, Sam's the best drummer in the world, you know, Tony's a bass player, and Mark's a singer, and we just get together and we write songs, and you know, that's it.
I guess the answer to my question is yes. Are you happy with the decision you made to follow your dreams?
Yeah,
definitely,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard. It's, you put yourself in a precarious world,
definitely,
you know, trying to pursue this, but I mean, we really believe in ourselves, and we believe in each other, and we believe in the record that we made so much that kind of everything else, you know, we eat whatever we have to eat and do whatever we have to do because we believe in it so much. So, I mean, it's hard, but yeah, we're happy with what we're doing.
Mark has a unique voice. It's very unique. It's awesome, in my opinion. When was the first time you heard Mark sing?
Probably... Well, Paul and Sam were playing together with Mark and a couple other guys before I joined the band. And so that was the first time I heard Mark sing, was at a show with them, just being in the crowd. And, I mean, it was pretty incredible. You know, there was no one around singing like that. Like, I'd try to sing some, you know what I mean? And, like... But it's hard. It's I mean, to hear Mark sing that way, and he was a lot younger and his voice wasn't nearly where it is now. But it was just like, holy shit, you know, like, I don't know, you don't expect someone to be able to do that, you know, so that was the first time for me. And then, you know, time went on and we started playing together, all of us, and I just get used to it now. You know, people, like, we play and he sings, and I don't even get him in my monitor anymore. I don't you know, I know he can do his own thing. I don't think, you know what I mean, but yeah, it's, I mean, he's a hell of a singer.
He is. Okay, cool. This one's a little complicated, but I'm a reader, and I'm awesome that you're a reader also.
All right.
Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers. He writes that the Beatles played over 10,000 hours before
yep.
he stepped on, you know, America.
Yeah.
Touring every single night, playing wherever they can play, right?
Mm-hmm.
How true do you think that is to your success and this band's success and to anybody's success?
I think it's very true. I think it's, it's sort of, you know, a big theme of that book, obviously. It's
right.
Like, you know, you don't necessarily have to be born talented.
Exactly.
You know, you can put your time into something and really work at it and get there. And I mean, I think that's absolutely true. You know, I think for us, I feel like, I mean, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I think it's a fair thing to say. I think we've gotten a lot better since we started the band. You know what I mean? In the last 8 years, we've grown a lot, and we've put in, I mean, I haven't exactly tallied them up, but it's got to be somewhere around 10,000 hours.
There you go.
We put in a lot of time to kind of writing together and playing together, and all of us individually, you know, at our, what we do within the band, whether it's writing or playing our instruments or whatever. And, you know, I mean, we've put in a lot of time to it, and I definitely see results for
yeah.
us, you know, musically speaking.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is outside of the industry and everything that can kind of do to a band. But I mean, I think it's 100% true. I think that, you know, if there's something you want to do and you have the drive to put that much time into it, then, you know, you can do it, you know. There's obviously something to be said for, like, taste, you know. I mean, if you really, really want to, you know, I don't know, bang sticks on a street sign, you know, and you just work at it, you'll be good.
10,000 hours
yeah,
later.
Is anyone going to want to hear it? I don't know. That's true. But, like, for us, I mean, I think it's, time has definitely, it's seasoned us to kind of be what we are now. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have made this record if we hadn't spent so much time on the road and so much time kind of dealing with all the, you know, going through the grinder so many times, all that stuff. You know, it's for all the mistakes we might have made, they all made us who we are now.